I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Upon arrival, he was asked whether he would be well received. President Trump replied,
"Peace and prosperity."
You think you're going to be received well here? Are you going to be received well?
I already am. Look, you take a look.
Trump is the first U.S. president to attend the summit since Bill Clinton in 2000. Trump meets with British Prime Minister Theresa May and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and is also due to give a speech on Friday. A federal jury in Wisconsin Wednesday convicted a Chinese wind turbine company of stealing trade secrets. Jeff Custer has those details.
U.S. Attorney Scott Blader called the theft of ideas and ingenuity not a business dispute, but a crime. According to the government's case against Sinoville, the company had an $800 million contract for products and services from Wisconsin-based American Superconductor that it never paid. As a result, federal prosecutors say investors dumped more than $1 billion in the company's stock and about 700 workers lost their jobs. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump's Homeland Security Advisor says the United States would prefer that Turkish troops remove themselves from a conflict area in this area of Afrin, near the Syrian border town.
President Erdogan, we understand your legitimate security concerns on your southern border, and we're going to work with you very closely to get through those concerns.
Tom Bassert asserted that Turkey will make decisions to de-escalate the violence in Afrin, and that would have the full support of the United States. Follow VOA on social media for pictures, video stories, and more. This is VOA News. Veteran U.S. diplomat Bill Richardson has resigned from a panel looking into the Rohingya crisis. Serena Dayaram explains.
Veteran U.S. diplomat Bill Richardson called the panel a, quote, whitewash and cheerleading operation for the government. Richardson slammed the board itself, saying its chairman was not committed to the task of putting recommendations on issues of Rohingya peace and safety into action. Rohingya witnesses and rights activists accused Myanmar's armed forces of killing, rape, and arson in a campaign the UN and the United States have called ethnic cleansing. Myanmar rejects that label and has denied nearly all the allegations.
Reporter Serena Dayaram. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis met with Vietnam's General Secretary of the Communist Party in Hanoi Thursday as part of his official visit to the Southeast Asian nation. Mattis arrived in Hanoi after visiting Indonesia, a trip that is part of efforts to strengthen existing alliances and making new partners, according to the U.S. Department of Defense website. In a post-war first, the United States is poised to send an aircraft carrier to Vietnam in March, evidence of deepening military ties between the two countries more than four decades after the Vietnam War. The chief executive of Save the Children said the organization is temporarily suspending their operations in Afghanistan. Haley Thorning Schmidt called the attack at their office horrendous.
These are people who are trying to help some of the most deprived, marginalized children on this planet. They were trying to give life-saving health services, education, child protection, and nutrition to children.
Militants stormed the offices of Save the Children in eastern Afghanistan, killing four people and triggering a shootout with police that lasted for several hours. Young Palestinians are increasingly beyond the reach of political factions as confrontations between masked protesters and Israeli soldiers take on a life of their own. Matthew Laratonda explains.
Daily confrontations with Israeli soldiers are showing that many young Palestinians are growing beyond the reach of the main Palestinian political parties. The two main Palestinian factions, Hamas and Fatah, have noticed the protesters' growing numbers and furor, particularly after the United States upended decades of diplomatic norm to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
That was Matthew Laratonda. The U.S. military is reviewing images posted on Twitter that claim to show dead American soldiers killed during an ambush in Niger last year. The U.S. Africa Command said Wednesday it is aware of the post on Twitter and is reviewing it to determine the veracity of the tweet and the assertions in the associated video. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there, welcome.